The show is Free Talk Live, and we're so glad that you've joined us tonight. My name's Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And we're kicking off the third hour of tonight's program. You can visit our website at freetalklive.com. And while you're there, you may want to check out shop.freetalklive.com, which is a quick, easy way to help the show. If you go to the shop.freetalklive.com subdomain, you'll find a link to our Amazon affiliate page. And if you enter through that link, all you have to do is just click on it, then do your normal shopping. Free Talk Live will actually get a small percentage of whatever you purchase, but it won't affect your purchase price at all. It's just a little quick way to say thanks to Free Talk Live if you like what we're doing. And you can do that at shop.freetalklive.com one more time.
That's right. It certainly helps, especially during this holiday season.
All right, Mark. We've been teasing this for a couple of segments now, and I wanted to talk about this here. I think I actually found this on the Free Talk Live website where somebody had suggested it as a story. There is a Homeland Security worker who was charged with soliciting kids on Facebook.
Mm.
He wanted to find
Homeland Security officer?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's a story from the Washington Examiner. A 43-year-old Department of Homeland Security worker allegedly used Facebook to solicit more than 70 area children for sexual acts, according to authorities.
Successful?
I don't know. Let's see, find out here. I mean, there's a picture of him. I mean, nobody's picture looks good in these things, but he does look a little creepy. Robert B. Rennie Jr., a Loudoun County resident, was charged October 24th with 5 counts of using a computer to solicit a child under the age of 15 after a school resource officer was tipped off to suspicious activity on a student's Facebook page. The student, a young girl, had accepted a friend request from someone she believed was a fellow student, an account under the name Kyle Kurtz, according to the sheriff's office. The girl's parent alerted school officials that, quote, Kurtz had solicited sexual activity from the girl in conversations on Facebook. The school in turn alerted the sheriff's office. Now, I wonder if they found out about this. The girl's parents told the school officials, but Facebook has come out in the past and said that they actually scan conversations.
Yeah.
And they scan friend requests. So, like, if you accept a friend request from somebody who's a lot older than you or doesn't live in the same city, like, I don't know, maybe another libertarian that you met at Porkfest mm-hmm. or something.
Actually, I've had I've had some young people be my friends on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say what they were is generally people I have met, fans of the show whom I have met, their kids.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of instances I can think of that. So I've got some friends that are a little younger on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. So you may be getting caught up in Facebook's filters.
Maybe.
I wonder how the girl's parents picked up on this. Maybe they were just, like, spying on her computer. But anyway, the investigation revealed that this guy who works for the Homeland Security, Rennie, he's the agency's National Protection and Programs Directorate. I don't know what that long, big title means. I don't know what's in his job description.
Sounds important.
But it sounds pretty high up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Was the sole user of the fictitious account under which the name Kurtz had, which under the name Kurtz had friended mostly young girls. Authorities.
So one, what we're always told is that the government vets people, trains them in some way, is polices themselves and that kind of thing. And it does make one wonder if somebody can rise through the ranks to what sounds like a very important position, and they're a sketched out weirdo pedophile or whatever they are.
He was contacting the girls on Facebook and asking them to Skype with him for sexual purposes. So that sounds pretty solid.
You could pay somebody to do that. You don't need to hassle somebody's kid.
Yeah, you can't pay a kid to do that, though.
You could pay somebody, some woman who's rather young,
pretend to be a kid.
Pretend to be a kid for you.
Yeah. Sorry, it just creeps me out.
It's creepy.
I can't lie. But yeah, you're right. I mean, rising through the ranks of the Department of Homeland Security.
You'd think that the Department of Homeland Security, with all the ways that it wants people to see something and say something, and it's searching through and scouring, information.
Yeah, right. That's a great point.
They would be doing a far better job and be able to do a far better job of checking out what their folks are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I just read an article maybe a month ago or so about Janet Napolitano, who's the director of the Homeland Security Agency, saying that she doesn't use email at all. Like, she refuses to use email. She's like, oh, I'm just an old-fashioned kind of person, and I like memos and stuff.
Maybe she just doesn't like the idea of somebody in her department's reading her emails.
That could be.
Actually,
you don't think they're reading her memos?
Probably not.
They're looking in her mailbox. Yeah, but, I mean, it kind of just shows how inefficient these agencies are. And they're supposed to be, like, on top of things like cyber terrorism, and they're scaring you about cyber threats and
they claim that they are the watchers watching themselves, because the old statement is who watches the watchers. And in here in America, of course, the claim is the watchers watch themselves, that we have so many watchers that the watchers are busy watching themselves. And it doesn't appear as though that's the case, not in this instance.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. I mean, I was looking at the comments on this article. A lot of them are just really trolly, but some of them are even saying, like, oh, it's because he's a liberal. Really? That's why? I don't even know if he had some party affiliation. He's not a liberal. He's just a perv, right? Not in a good sense.
I wouldn't know one way or the other. I mean, I think that there's probably people on both sides of the aisle that participate in this kind of nonsense, and
I mean,
that kind of partisan name calling doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah, you know, there's this idea, I guess, that like people when they get corporate jobs, they're really afraid of having like drunk photos on their Facebook or having any kind of sexual life or expression at all, really, or putting profiles on dating sites even sometimes, and because they're scared that their employer is going to look at that and say, oh, you can't work for this company anymore or whatever. And you don't really, I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't really hear too many stories of people who work in like the private sector and the corporate world getting caught for stuff like this too often. But you hear a lot of government workers, like there was a TSA guy who was like the BDSM daddy, right? And he was posting stuff online. Like, he wasn't doing anything illegal, or he wasn't touching little girls or anything, but
Do you think that
the judge that masturbated behind the bench, you know, like there's
bizarre.
You remember that story?
I don't remember that story, but I believe you.
I will never forget it. I heard it on Freak Talk Live, I think.
I wouldn't doubt it. It's been 10 years of doing this show and, you know, so many government corruption stories. So is what your claim or suggestion here is that, you know, since the government is an apparatus of power, and I don't think anybody can deny that, that people who are somehow twisted in, you know, usually somebody's twisted ideas of power show themselves in their sexual, outcropping.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to make that statement. I just think that they believe. No, I wouldn't even say that. I would just say that, like, they believe that they can't get caught. That's what I'm saying. I think the people who work at private jobs are more scared about it, and they don't believe that they're immune. You know what I mean? But people who work for the government, working for the government means never having to say you're sorry. So they don't believe that they're going to get caught. And that's what they'll say. Like the TSA guy who was stealing, who we read about a couple weeks ago, he was stealing people's iPads and stuff.
Right there in and
yeah, he was walking out of the checkpoint with Nintendo Wii's in his hand, right? And he was like, every day I went home and I was like, oh, what am I doing? But then I would just do it again, and nothing could happen to me. I was invincible. There was a lawyer who worked for some government agency, I can't remember which, but he was like spending all day looking at porn at work, like being paid by the taxpayers to look at porn. And he knew that they were tracking his website views, but he still looked at porn at work anyway when he was supposed to be doing work.
I know there's, I remember some story, and this one's what sticks out to me, is some field, you know, head of, in a Boston office of a federal government program, they were showing the hours that he was in the office, and he was showing up something like 16 hours a week on average is how much time he was spending in the office.
Wow.
And it just goes to show how little work this guy was doing.
Yeah,
he had no role outside of his office, so you couldn't claim that he was on the road doing something either.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty blatant. Yeah, I mean, there are teachers in some of the government school systems like New York City. I think John Stossel interviewed this teacher once who was literally paid to sit in a room and play board games all day.
Yes.
Because they couldn't fire him, but they had to find something for him to do. So he got paid to just sit in this room and play games all day. Not even with students.
They
have
this purgatory for New York teachers where the sort of teachers that they can't fire can go for years and sit in this room, and they have to sit there during work hours and do nothing.
Yeah. Anyway, tell us your government scandals, sex scandals stories. I don't mean to be shaming people for having sex lives, but obviously when it's with a kid, it's very different. Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
We'd love to hear from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I also want to remind people about the AMP program. Mark, you are actually going to Washington, D.C. You have described your trip to me. You're going to be leaving tomorrow, right?
That's right.
And you're going to be packed in a car like a little sardine with...
fine,
with
comfortable
some two
car.
Other beautiful ladies.
That's right.
One is your PR person. The other is Carla from the Free State Project.
The president of the Free State Project. Yep, coming with me.
So you're going to be riding down to D.C. with them. You're driving. You're not flying. So
I prefer not to get the blue love if I can avoid it.
Yeah, I imagine the cost is probably about the same, too, right?
I bet it's less.
Especially if you're sharing gas with those other two ladies.
In a Prius.
Yeah. Oh, cool. So that sounds great. So you're working hard to use that money efficiently, the amplifier's money, because, of course...
Sharing a hotel room, too.
Oh, yes. You got lucky in that one. You get to share a hotel room with two lovely ladies.
What
I'm sure it'll be
the
utmost professionality will be
right,
had.
Because that's lucky. professionality is lucky.
You told me you're going to wear long sleeved, long pants pajamas.
Do you have them packed already?
So the point is that you're going to be stretching the amp dollars to make them worth the most for you. And the amplifier program, in case you've never heard of it, it's AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote Free Talk Live. And you can find it at amp.freetalklive.com, where you can pledge to donate, $5 a month to Free Talk Live, or more if you want to, but $5 is the minimum. And you'll help do things like send Mark to promote Free Talk Live at this third-party debate, right, that's going to be happening this week.
That's right.
And you can also get perks, like a commercial-free podcast. Lots of people are interested in hearing that. So if that sounds good to you, then amp.freetalklive.com is the place to go to sign up, and we certainly do appreciate it.
So we were talking about how people, the kind of negotiations that go on in people's minds and in their families.
We do have a call on the line, by the way. Do you want to take that call first?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Roger in Indiana, are you here?
Hello?
Hi, Roger. You're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Great.
Yeah, I was just telling him that I heard a report about a TSA agent on a morning talk show that there was a retired disabled, I think it was Air Force major, and he had a bunch of cash with him in a money clip, and he'd always been told before to keep it on him, and this TSA agent says, no, put it in an extra bin. So while they're searching him, that extra bin disappeared, and it's like how low you got to be to take money from a disabled vet.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, in some cases, I've heard of them actually, especially with international travel, not only the TSA, but also customs can seize cash if you have above a certain amount of cash on you while you're traveling, because they suspect that it could be evidence in some, they think you must be
or something.
Yeah, it's like $10,000.
Yeah, they think you're automatically a drug dealer if you have a lot of cash with you. So,
if you declare it?
I've read blog posts where they talk about this, that if you're carrying more than like $10,000 in cash, I think you should check with your attorney. But that's, that they're going to give you trouble over it and confiscate it because, you're not supposed to be going with that much money.
Yeah, that is an awful story, though, about the veteran guy.
I understand you can't take more than $100 in pennies and nickels outside the United States because they're afraid you're going to take them out and melt them down because they're worth more in the metal form than they are.
Really?
Yes.
You wouldn't melt them in the U.S.?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, why waste the travel money? You just burn up your profit.
Get a smelter. Do it in your place.
Wow. Okay, anything else on your mind, Roger?
Just elections are coming up, and vote for constitutional people.
How do you vote for a constitutional person? I mean, is there anybody who is going to honor the Constitution, in your opinion?
I haven't found a whole lot of them. That's why I'm still That's why I'm part of the Tea Party.
Gotcha. All right, Roger, thanks for the call tonight. Now, Mark, you were starting to say something before Roger called.
What I was wanting to talk about was sort of the negotiations that go on within families and things like that. I was talking about my experience with voting for president, and I put up on our Hootsuite software here, which hosts to both Facebook and Twitter, and ask people, what would you sell your vote for?
Oh, this will be interesting.
Yeah. And the consensus seems to be somewhere between $20 and $40. Matthew here says $200.
Didn't somebody say like half a Bitcoin or something?
Jay says a Wendy's triple burger.
That's a good one.
Angelique said a lot. It cost a whole lot of moolah. So apparently she really values her vote. This guy's looking.
Well, if somebody wants to buy a vote, they'll just go to the triple hamburger one.
Yeah, this guy's looking to buy for a portion of a Bitcoin. Several people selling for Bitcoins here. This one says $2,000 towards my relocation costs, I assume to New Hampshire. but I don't know for certain. Somebody here says, give me some worthless FRNs, echoes of things that once meant something. It's kind of fitting. Jeremy George, I think this is the very best one, is this is a free cell phone.
Oh.
Ring, 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 Obama phone.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah, this guy sort of parses it out here, says that it takes a lot of time to do voting. First, I have to post an ad, then I have to contact the seller, then I have to do the voting process. I'd ask for like $40. So I think that's really pretty cheap considering the amount of time that he put up there. Mm. This other guy says, I offered mine to an Iranian PHP programmer I work with for lunch and $20. He was all into the election but upset that he couldn't vote in it. This guy says that I'm considering voting my selling my vote for a shot at the bar to a Romney supporter.
How are they ever going to know? That's a hard prophecy to fulfill.
I've been offered $20 for my vote in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I was a taxi cab driver between radio gigs back in 2002 or something like that. And this lady offered me, maybe it was 2004, because 2003, or whatever it was.
Leading up to the 2004 presidential election, is that what you meant?
That's right.
Okay.
I remember it was Michael Badnarik running, and that was 2004.
Right.
And I was a Libertarian candidate. And she offered me $20 to vote for John Kerry. And I didn't accept the offer for two reasons. First, I supported Michael Badnarik, and this is what I told her, but I didn't want to tell her was, I'm a convicted felon, and in the state of Florida, I'm not allowed to vote. Most states, mm-hmm. I am allowed to vote, but in the state of Florida, I'm not allowed to vote. Dangerous.
You could have easily been dishonest there and just told her, yeah, I'll vote for him.
I could have taken $20, but that would have been a lie, and I didn't do that.
There you go.
But, you know, it's interesting that I'm safe enough to let out of prison. I am not safe enough to let vote. And this is the kind of value that people put in this mathematically irrelevant process.
Yeah, people take it really seriously.
She was going to give me $20. And I could have said, yes, I will vote for John Kerry for $20. And I could have taken, of course, I couldn't have voted.
Maybe she was like trying to bait you into a sting, right? Because it is illegal to sell your vote.
It seems really unlikely to me that this lady who I was dropping off in Lido Key, Florida, was going to be baiting me into a sting.
Well, there have been illegal taxi stings, haven't there? Like, there have been people saying, hey, I'll give you $5 if you give me a ride, but it's really like some agent from the transportation department or something.
I just doubt it, but okay.
Yeah.
Could have been.
Well, tell us what you would sell your vote for or your soul for. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More coming up here in a moment on Free Talk Live.
Comes another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Mark.
You can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's our phone number, 855-450-3733, the SACL CAI toll-free call-in line. And we've got a couple of calls on the line. Mark, should we go right to them? Or do you have any messages for our audience?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. From BitInstant.com. BitInstant.com is the place to go to get your bitcoins online. It's the fastest, safest, easiest way to get your bitcoins. And they got more than a million locations in more than 30 countries. I've used them. Ian's used them. It's been very successful, very easy to use. It's BitInstant.com. If you need to find out what bitcoins are, I'll tell you about that coming up in the next segment. It's BitInstant.com.
Actually, I think we have a call on the line who wants to talk about bitcoins. Daryl in Keene, are you with us?
Hello, Stephanie and Mark.
Hi, Daryl. This is you were mentioned on the show tonight, Daryl. Somebody called in and said that they saw you on the ballot here in Little Keene, New Hampshire, and you are running for Register of Deeds in the election, right? And you're also
yes,
a co-host of Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'm the new Friday co-host.
Cool.
Now
so what's
that,
on your...
Allie is gone. Wanted to talk about bitcoins,
yeah.
But before I talk about bitcoins, I believe it was Roger a couple of segments ago said about taking pennies, or maybe it was Mark that mentioned it while Roger was on, about taking pennies out of the U.S. to melt them down.
Yeah.
Right.
And Stephanie, I think you asked why not just melt them here in the U.S.?
Yeah.
That's because there is a federal law that makes it illegal to melt U.S. coins in the U.S.
Well,
right, but it's illegal both in and out of the U.S. now. So, I mean, and laws don't usually stop people from doing things, right? So if somebody was, motivation and was going to melt down a bunch of coins, they may as well just do it in the U.S., right, and save themselves the trouble.
Right, but the government isn't going to come after you for violating a U.S. law in France.
Sure, yeah.
I guess, I guess it makes sense. And also,
it's easier to dispose of the copper from the pennies in a foreign country.
Ah, gotcha.
Yep. And I was thinking about that, and I'll bet you that if you were selling enough copper ingots or enough nickel ingots that it might get backed to somebody. This person's selling an awful lot of ingots. And then they'd, find out that you're getting, tons and tons of pennies delivered to your local bank. I'll bet you banks pay attention to who gets pennies and nickels and stuff like that. It's completely legal to fill your garage up with nickels that cost them 9 cents to produce.
Sure.
It costs
and pennies that cost 2.5 cents.
Something like that. I mean, it's just incredible.
I think a penny costs 3.7.
To produce, wow. I think it's got like almost 2 cents worth of metal in it, and I don't know. I mean,
but right now it's not completely full of copper, though. It's still an alloy. Alloy. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, go ahead, Daryl. You want to talk about bitcoins, right?
Back to Bitcoin. Are you guys familiar with Bitcoin Friday?
Yeah, it's a coordinated effort to get online retailers to do commerce in bitcoins, right? And when is it?
It's this Friday, November 9th.
Gotcha.
A couple of your sponsors are participating. BitInstant and Blockchain are both participating.
Oh, Blockchain. Cool.
Shire Silver, nice. Which is run by Ron Helwig.
Mm-hmm.
And I am also a participant, FPP. So anybody that buys books from me using bitcoins will get a 10% discount on Friday.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, so bitcoinfriday.com, the last time I checked, there's over 50 merchants who are participating.
Wow, that's
good news. So hopefully it will just continue to grow, and next year it's 500.
You know, the number of merchants is growing over time. As a matter of fact, there is a new, I think it's bitcoinstore.com.
Oh, I've heard about that.
There's a new store that sells electronics, like all the electronics you could want, for only bitcoins. They only
They have better prices than Amazon and Newegg, as I understand it.
So I understand
Self-described. I haven't checked this out myself, but I've seen an advertisement that said that.
So, I mean, there's businesses coming out that only accept bitcoins now.
That's very interesting. I'm still not 100% sure about bitcoins, but I'm definitely willing to accept them because they are an alternative.
Yeah.
Well, they're certainly worth something right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know whether bitcoins are going to be the currency for the next 1,000 years. I wouldn't claim that. But here's a statement that I'm going to make for you. The U.S. dollar won't be the currency for the next 100 years. I don't know how long bitcoins are going to last, but I don't trust I know in the last 100 years that the U.S. dollar has devalued something like 97-98%.
Right.
From its original value.
That's based off of the official government figures.
Yeah.
Oh, so it could be actually worse than that? Is that what you're saying?
It's actually worse than that because the way they calculate the CPI is they'll actually do what they call substitution, where they substitute a cheaper product.
Mm.
That way inflation is...
doesn't look as bad.
And it costs more to get a chicken to market.
Right. Well, the other thing about this consumer price index, which is the CPI that you just mentioned, it's calculated based on goods like, electronics and, other things that you might buy. What's not in there is food, housing, and gas, which are three of the main living expenses for a lot of people. So
actually, they are calculated. They're just weighted to where they aren't calculated to the same extent as what people actually use.
As I understand, there are two different numbers, and the one they quote, the Consumer Price Index, does not include it, but there's another rating that is similar to, that's similar sounding, the Consumer Price Index, that includes the fuel, the housing, and that kind of stuff.
Okay, maybe that's the one that I'm thinking of. But either way, regardless of which statistic you use, they both calculate roughly to the same 97% decline in the value of the dollar.
I would believe that that's not as bad as it actually is. So if they're calculating, if there's electronics in one of these indexes and that's factoring into the calculation of inflation. Well, electronics are getting actually cheaper in terms of real value to produce because of increasing technology, and that's not accounted for as far as I understand it. So,
and something else that isn't accounted for in either set of figures, taxes that are paid.
Yeah. So and how do taxes impact it?
Well, you just look at, you know, the average person pays anywhere from like 40 to 60% of what they earn in various taxes.
Yeah, and those are increasing all the time,
too. Half of your money is gone before you even start buying things.
Well, it's not gone. It just it disappears as you're buying because the taxes are included in the things that you're buying. And by the way, you get to be right today, Daryl. I just looked it up. It's the core consumer price index, which does not include food, energy, and housing costs. But the CPI does include everything.
Oh, that's good to know.
Oh, and wanted to mention one other thing from a video that I saw of you a couple weeks ago, Mark, where you were on the Canadian TV talking about
a possible
electoral tie.
The CBC, right.
Yes. And you mentioned that the House would elect the president should there be a tie.
Right.
Actually, it is the House, but it's the House after the new Congress gets sworn in.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Okay.
Yes. And so I ran
But the House after the new Congress goes in is pretty much going to be solidly Republican.
Yes. As of right now, the Republicans control 33 state delegations. And after the new Congress, they're, you know, estimated to control 34. And it's one vote per state. So it's not each rep gets a vote.
Interesting.
So, you know, the New Hampshire delegation, the two congressmen or the two representatives would get together and then jointly decide. New Hampshire's vote goes to.
There you go.
So you have to look at who controls delegations in what state.
Daryl, you are a true geek about this. And by geek, I mean someone who is very passionate about this subject.
And bites the heads off chickens.
I want to thank you so much for the call, Daryl. And fpp.cc is his website.
That's right.
The free Patriot Press.cc, like Creative Commons. It's Free Talk Live. We got one more segment coming up on the way. 855-450-FREE is our number. Give us a call. It's Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over a million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night show, and we are actually kicking off the last segment of tonight's program. Pre-Talk Live is actually heard every single night of the week. And never fear, because we'll be back next Sunday to entertain you all as well. And if you want to call in, there's still time to get your calls on the line at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, Mark, you know, okay, you got a message
for us. Talking about bitcoins, and you can go find out about bitcoins at weusecoins.org. Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency that allow you to send and receive money on the internet with no fees. They can't be inflated. That means that nobody can counterfeit them. Nobody can, no government agency or bank can create more of them just to say, oh, well, we were trying to help you out, or whatever it is the reason that they create more money. They can't be done with bitcoins. And you can go, you can get some. I recommend getting some. I've certainly invested, for me, pretty heavily. I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm a wealthy man or anything like that, but I think bitcoins are going to be really important in the next few years, and I recommend getting them as you can get them. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Get the Bitcoin client at bitcoin.org, and get your free online wallet at blockchain.info.
Yep, they have already shown that they are useful and valuable, so I think that's really important. By the way, I just want to let our audience know, because the last segment of the show actually goes out to iHeartRadio, and so there might be people on there who only hear the last segment of the show, but not the rest of it. So if you're interested, you know, if you like what you hear, you can actually follow Free Talk Live on Twitter and like us on Facebook if you want to get updates from the show. And you'll be able to see what we've talked about that evening. You'll be able to interact with other listeners and comment. So we've got a page called news.freetalklive.com. You can also find our email list there. So if you want to get, like, major news about the show, you can sign up for the email list. But if you want to just see what we're talking about from day to day, or you want to send us a tweet, you can find our Twitter and Facebook there at news.freetalklive.com as well.
So today is daylight savings time, going around Merck.
Yes, I'm feeling tired because it's later than I usually stay up, and my body thinks it's an hour later than it actually is.
Sorry to keep you up, Stephanie.
That's fine. But I'm just a nerd.
Today, and this has happened to me before, and you'd think that I'd get it through my head, but I really haven't, is you know, the idea is that you're supposed to be getting an extra time in the day. And
oh, that's not what's going on.
No, it's not what's going on at all.
The absolute
realization earlier today, you know, when it's dark earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get up until 8:20 in the morning. They didn't give me an extra hour. They took it away.
Yeah.
I'd really like to be able to drive to work in the light, if I could, and apparently that's not going to be possible because those that would be our kings are so magically powerful they control time. They have created
the hubris. I mean, they would love
called daylight saving
time. They would love to think that they are so all powerful that they can tell you what time it is, and the way it stands, they can. But there are some places that don't even bother with daylight savings time, like Arizona.
I think most of the world geographically doesn't use daylight savings time.
Right. And why should they? I mean, it's an antiquated, anachronistic, basically a tradition that revolves around the harvest, right? Or,
well, now that they're sending kids to school way too early, you know, it's the idea is they're not sitting out of the school bus too.
So they create one problem and then they try to solve it, right?
I mean, you know, here's an idea. Don't send kids to school at 7:20 in the morning. Their little brains haven't woken up yet.
No, and yeah, there's lots of research that shows kids need more sleep and that they need to sleep a little bit later. Their circadian rhythms are just a little bit different.
I can tell you my grandmother hated that.
Yeah.
You know,
but it's true. It's actual science. It's been shown. And while we're on the subject, whose idea was it to start school at the butt crack of dawn, you know, well, seven
the
whatever.
Reason they have to do it is they, you know, the government runs everything, so they, you know, they need to keep the school buses for all the different grades, so they need to stagger the openings of these schools in many communities.
Yeah.
So they, you know, the high schoolers go early, the middle schoolers go next to early, and the elementary kids go last.
Yeah.
And the idea is just to make the bus schedules work.
But then, like, there are kids getting out of school at, like,
one.
One or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. When most of their parents
till five,
exactly
six,
yeah. So then they're like, okay, well, we better give them after school activities to do, so they're there until six, and then the kids are there from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m.
The government owns your kids for 13 hours a day.
Well, we've got some people who want to comment on this. We're going to try to get everyone in here. Let's talk to Daniel in Tennessee. Daniel.
Yes.
Daniel, and hi, Daniel. You're on Free Talk Live.
Cool.
What's on your mind?
Just daylight saving times in particular and why we have it, because it's starting to get on my nerves.
Yeah? How old are you?
I am 13.
What time do you go to school?
I go to school at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm at 5:30 in the morning.
You get up at 5:30 in the morning?
Yeah, I have to get up at 5:30 in the morning, but I have to get on the bus at 6:30.
Wow.
I totally believe it. I do, too. The idea that kids are getting up at 5:30 in the morning to go to school, I can't understand what people think that they're going to, how they think they're going to learn getting up that early.
Yeah, so it must be pretty painful in the spring when you have to get up when your body thinks it's 4:30 in the morning. It's bad enough to get up at 5:30, but then when you do the spring thing and you go on to daylight savings, got to get up even earlier, huh?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, I agree, Daniel. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts, and get some rest if you can. Or maybe tell your parents about unschooling or homeschooling. Nick in Illinois wants to talk about Daylight Savings Day, too. Nick?
Hi. I called because you made it sound before like you thought that we were just now going on to Daylight Saving Time.
No, I understand we're going off of it now, actually. You're right. Thank you for correcting me.
Daylight Time, this is interesting because people will always call the time zones by, like, Eastern Time is EST.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Eastern Time is only EST half of the year. It's now EST in Eastern Time, but it was previously EDT.
Mm.
You're right.
Yes, that is true. But it's easy to make fun of people in power for whatever they do, but who's to say that something like this wouldn't have happened anyway? Because I don't know about you, but I like the extra sunlight in the spring. Although I guess I would rather have it in the winter, so I don't know why they don't reverse it.
But, yeah, I think it's a boondoggle like all government programs. I mean, they rob
in order to benefit others.
Yeah, exactly. They're essentially cutting, you know, an inch off the bottom of the blanket and sewing it onto the top and thinking they have a longer blanket.
Yeah, if people realize
that without daylight saving time in the spring, the sun would be rising at like 4 in the morning.
Yeah, I have blackout shades. So I can deal with that.
I mean, this is what I mean by it. It's so easy to make fun of it, but it makes sense. It's really practical.
The sun sets at 4 in the afternoon here in New Hampshire in the winter, too. So I think that's why Mark was saying, why can't we be on daylight saving time all year round, right?
Oh, is that what...
Is that what you said, Mark?
Yeah, doesn't make any sense to me is that I'm driving home in the dark. You're right. This is standard time, and so thinking about it, I guess that would be my proposal.
Mm-hmm.
But so then you would want to cut even more. You would want more redistribution of daylight hours.
And, you know, look.
Well, at least it would be changing.
That's consistent.
Yeah, I don't like the changing.
If it's sunlight at 4 o'clock in the morning at on the longest day of the year, you know, frankly, it's sunlight every time when I get up. Every single time the sun is full.
You don't need to change the clock to accomplish any of that because it's really useful to remember that, you know, midnight is midnight. It's the zero hour.
Mm-hmm.
But then what? Maybe people just need to get used to the idea of getting up at 5 in the morning and not thinking of that as early anymore because, you know, you can change the numbers all you want. It doesn't change the underlying reality.
The number of hours that is daylight. Yeah. I mean, that's a good point. I think that maybe it deserves to mention that there are lots of artificial lights in our environments, and humans' circadian clocks were evolved for environments where there was no light and no fluorescent lights, and people kind of rose and, you know, went to sleep with the rhythms of the darkness and rose with the sun. And our world is very different now. We have all these lights, and you could make the argument that it really does kind of mess up your clock, and some people blame it for a lot of health problems and
stuff. Here's my central planner, Nick. I say get rid of half of the time zones, too. Just to combine central time and eastern time and combine mountain time and Pacific time, just make 12 time zones. This thing's confusing. The more homogeny as far as time zones go, I think the better. If I'm trying to figure out, I make telephone calls all day long, and I have to stagger my calls based on where somebody's going to be, you know, strangely, Michigan's in Eastern time zone, but Indiana's not, or something like that. It's
Nick,
weird.
Let's get rid of the last word.
Zones, people are still just going to be getting up at certain hours.
Nick, we're out of time for tonight, but thank you for the call. We're out of time. Haha. It's been Stephanie
and Mark,
and you can visit our website freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is on every single night of the week, so you'll hear a show tomorrow night if you tune in. And until then, check out our archives, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Ever wondered what you do if you're seriously sick or injured on a trip? You need On-Call International, and joining me is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Now, Mike, why is this protection so critical?
Medical evacuation in the U.S. or abroad can cost $30,000, $50,000, or even $100,000 and is rarely covered by major medical plans, including Medicare. On-Call International membership protects your health and wallet with services, including evacuation to the hospital of your choice.
Right now, you can save 30% off your membership with the code RUDY30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.